The thing that I've asked people is when you look at these maps, if you can think of two things, where would you put the public spaces? Where is it that we should gather as a community? And then where should you put the private places? Where should we allow development to occur that fosters the sort of the revitalization of the downtown? If you just give those really broad parameters, what you find is that people get really creative. So public spaces to some people might be as simple as a trail in a garden. Public spaces to other people might be a performing arts center, a community pavilion, a wading pool that's on the river, a kayak park, a reflexology path, a labyrinth for meditation, a sculpture garden. So what happens is you start to see that public spaces start to get defined in all kinds of ways. And what's interesting is to see how people will tie all of those different places to the river and to the downtown. With private places, it seems to me that the community has sort of arrived at the idea that you need to put more residents downtown. So whether it's an affordable housing project that they show, or it's a hotel that they show, or it's more housing, or it's housing on the second story of buildings that already exist, it's the realization that a vibrant downtown is made up of people.
You know, an idea can sound great, but actually putting it into action and funding it and all of that, I mean, how realistic is it that some of these ideas come to fruition?
When you look at our map and you look at the property ownership, you're talking really about 4 property owners. And so when you get to that few property owners, and if you can get the community in agreement as to what they want to see, and remembering that as part of our $5 million bond issue last year, it was about, you know, building a park. Now, where that park extends to and how it gets fully designed, that's part of this process. So I already have money to do a lot of the park improvements. So to me, I haven't seen anything that's not doable.
And as far as getting people together to just go over these ideas and solicit input, how are you doing that?
It's pretty non-traditional. It's more sort of what I would call crowdsourcing with a little bit of form to it if we can. So we've engaged Paul Anderson, and I said, would you be willing to engage special interest groups in talking about this Our Town planning effort? And then we do what are called community chats. We'll go all the way into someone's house and then invite their neighbors. So the time that people are taking and the passion that they're taking to make sure that their ideas get expressed is what has floored me. I mean, I thought I'd get a lot of drawings and some ideas. I'm getting well beyond drawings. I'm getting sort of the passion that people have for this place and then those things that they want to see introduced.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.